Hello and welcome to the Covert Nerd Podcast. Thank you for listening. I appreciate the time that you give me. Today we dive into the Tolkien universe with a Middle-earth Minute. Then we review two great comics. So let's dive right in and nerd it up. Long ago, when Middle-earth was first created, there was a demigod, or in the Tolkien universe, they're called Maia. One of those Maia was named Mairon, meaning the Admiral. He learned much in the ways of smithing and handiwork and became a great craftsman. Although he was a Maia spirit and not as mighty as the Valar or gods, he was arguably the most powerful Maia. He also had a love of order and perfection and disliked anything wasteful. This would be his downfall, for in the Dark Lord Morgoth, who was an evil Valar, Mairon saw the power to help him achieve his own desires faster than if he had pursued them on his own. Morgoth wanted to control or destroy the very matter of the world itself, whereas Mairon's desire was to dominate the minds and the will of its creatures. So great was his allegiance that in the latter days, Mairon encouraged and coerced a realm of men to worship Morgoth as the one true god. But that's another story. After allying himself with Morgoth, Mairon maintained his appearance of being faithful to the Valar, but secretly fed Morgoth information about their dealings. It was only when Morgoth established his strongholds in Middle-earth that Mairon left and openly declared his true allegiance. After turning to evil, the elves of Middle-earth called him Gorthar, meaning dread abomination. During this time, the elves waged war on Morgoth, who had stolen the Silmarils, which were enchanted gems that glowed with the light from the home of the Valar. In that war, Gorthar was counted as, quote-unquote, the greatest of Morgoth's servants that have names. He was soon feared as a lord of terrible phantoms and dreadful beasts, a shapeshifter, sorcerer, a cunning servant of his master. He could take on many dark forms, such as a vampire, serpent, or werewolf, but he could also appear fair and beautiful. Gorthar directed the war against the elves. He conquered the elvish Isle of Tol Sirion, and it became known as the Isle of the Werewolves, and he was the lord of the werewolves and of Tol Sirion. During the war, an elf king and his men were captured by Gorthar. The elf king and Gorthar fought, and during the battle, only the elf king and his greatest warrior survived. The other men were cast into the dark pits where the werewolves devoured them. After the war, with the downfall of his master Morgoth, the destruction of his fortress, Gorthar adopted a fair form and feigned repentance of his evil deeds in the fear of the wrath of his enemies. He was ordered to return to Valinor to receive his judgment, but he was not willing to suffer humiliation, and so he fled and hid himself in Middle-earth. Although Gorthar knew men were easier to sway, he sought to bring the elves into his service, as they were far more powerful. 1,200 years after his master's defeat, he decided that the Valar had forgotten about Middle-earth, and he once again turned to evil plotting. After lying hidden and increasing his power in secret, Gorthar put on a fair visage, calling himself Annatar, the Lord of the Gifts. He befriended the elvish smiths in the region of Middle-earth called Eregion, near Moria, where Gandalf fell to the Balrog in the Fellowship of the Ring. Although they never realized who he truly was, he was never welcomed by the elf lords Elrond, Galadriel, or Gil-galad, because they did not trust him and refused to treat with him. Elsewhere, he was gladly received, and the elvish smiths learned much from him, as their thirst for knowledge was great. Hunger for knowledge was the elves' weakness, and Annatar knew it. Under his tutelage, the elven master craftsman became more skilled than anyone else in that age. Remember, in the beginning, smithing was the first craft he had mastered. He also counseled them in the arts and magic. After many years, when they reached the height of their power, the elves began the forging of the Rings of Power. But Annatar knew all their secrets, and 10 years after the completion of the Rings of Power, he created the One Ring to control the bearers of the other rings. For this, he invested most of his own power into the ring that he forged himself. I'm sure by now you know exactly who I'm talking about, because he was also more commonly known in the High Elf language Quenya as the Abhorred, or Sauron. Sauron has many more fascinating stories, but I will save those for another time. My goal was to just give you a small bit of story from a common character in the world of Tolkien that you may not have heard before. I hope you enjoyed it. Let me know either way at covertnerd.net and find out the many ways that you can contact me. The first comic I want to talk about today is called Paper Girls from Image Comics. Paper Girls is a mystery science fiction comic book series written by Brian K. Vaughan and illustrated by Cliff Chang. Paper Girls follows the story of four 12-year-old newspaper delivery girls, Erin, Mackenzie, KJ, and Tiffany, set in Stony Stream, a fictional suburb of Cleveland, Ohio. While out on delivering papers in the morning after Halloween in 1988, the girls are attacked by a group of teenagers. One of the teens steals a walkie-talkie from Tiffany, and the girls chase the group to a house and find what appears to be a time machine. The girls learn that the teenagers are time travelers from a distant future who are engaged in an ongoing war with a group known as the Old Timers. At the center of the conflict is the question of whether or not the past can and should be changed by future time travelers. If you like Stranger Things, you'll love Paper Girls. They have a lot of similarities. 80s flashback nostalgia with a touch of the weird and scary. Over the past few weeks, I've read the first 28 issues, and since I got back into comics a few years ago, that seems to be the norm for me, just binging on an entire series. Anyway, I recommend checking out Paper Girls if you like 80s nostalgia and time travel adventures. The next comic I want to talk about is DC New Frontiers, another nostalgic comic I found from DC. Slightly different since I primarily read comics from independents as of late, but this one caught my eye and I liked what I saw and read. The story takes place in the late 40s, 50s, and very early 60s of the DC universe. The art and the heroes' costumes reflect that style. I mentioned in a previous episode that Golden Age styles seem to have a bit of a resurgence in the last 5 or 10 years in the comic book world. It seems to have an appeal to the new generation, and I can't quite put my finger on why that is. Anyway, the solicit is, the DC New Frontier is an award-winning 6-issue comic book series written and drawn by Darwin Cook, published in 2004. Like I said, set from 1945 to 1960, post-World War II sentiment and the Cold War tension have pushed the age of superheroes into decline. However, when a threatening alien presence emerges on Earth, a new era of superheroes must join force with the veteran heroes and an unfriendly United States government to battle the nemesis. The series was influenced by Kingdom Come, The Golden Age, Watchmen, and The Dark Knight Returns. We see our superheroes, Superman, Batman, and Wonder Woman, meeting Silver Age characters like The Flash, Green Lantern, Martian Manhunter. The story bridges the gap between the end of the Golden Age and the beginning of the Silver Age in the DC Universe. The story was also adapted into an animated film, Justice League: The New Frontier, which was released in February of 2008. I had forgotten how different the DC heroes looked in the 40s and 50s, but they have a certain charm about them, and like I said earlier, I can't quite put my finger on it why that art style and writing style seems to be very attractive. However, the story flows well, and you get to see all the classic DC characters that you know and love. I wouldn't say I'm a DC expert by any stretch of the imagination, but I recognized all the main characters in the story and knew the origins they were describing and the other side characters that they were talking about. Even if you're a novice DC fan, you will like this book. You can pick up the trade paperback and read the entire story in one big volume. You can go online or talk to your local comic book shop and have them get it for you. Thank you for listening to the Covert Nerd Podcast. Again, I thank you for your time that you give me. It means a lot that you take time out of your day to listen to what I have to say. Please go to covertnerd.net for all the different ways you can get in touch with me via email, social media, all the different ways you can let me know what you think about the show. So again, thank you for listening, and until next time, nerd it up.